When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Massage therapists of Reddit, what are some of your most awkward or disgusting experiences with clients? My mother has been a massage therapist for over 20 years, she's in her 50s, and she loves it. She massages a lot of elderly people, doesn't mind. Massages a few obese people, doesn't mind. To her, people are people, and she's not easily disgusted, but when people proposition her for S, she minds. One particularly troubling encounter was when she was massaging a friend's husband, and he thought it would be appropriate to ask for sexual favors. I had a very eccentric, read, creepy as frick, client who came into our clinic one day wanting a chui na massage, type of Chinese massage. We usually leave the room to let the client strip down into underwear before we commence. But with this guy I had no chance to get away. Before I had time to give him a towel he dropped his pants to reveal a sparkling blue g-string that barely kept everything in place. The guy was about 58, huge beer gut, grey hair, gold earring, and hairy like Robin Williams. As I started the massage, the guy started to tell me that he worked as an erotic masseur specializing in body slide massage. This is where the masseur gets oiled up and rubs his body and genitals all over before fricking the client at the end. The whole time I was massaging him he kept telling me that I was really good with my hands. He also repeatedly told me how good he was at his job and plugging his business with a hinting tone. A very awkward session. I read this entire post thinking this guy was a pirate. I was getting a massage last week. In the little room next to mine was a talkative older gent. He was chatting away to his massage therapist. Then it went quiet. After a little while I heard him whisper, Do you do this for everyone? You got the wrong massage therapist. I've had clients ask if they could massage me, specifically my ass, while I was working on them. One woman tried to put her face in my crotch and told me she would love to eat me out. For the record, I was wearing yoga pants as I am also a yoga instructor. Many people are surprised how strong I am and comment on it and how small my hands are. That's not odd. What was odd was the guy who followed that observation up with telling me that I also had tea like a Wolverine. Not sure if that's a good or bad thing. Tea like a Wolverine. Oh my god. My mom is a massage therapist. She used to work out of our house. She had a studio downstairs where she would have people over for massages. One day, a woman came over who was probably in her late 60s. Oldish, slightly overweight woman. Now my mom, as is standard procedure, asks this woman to disrobe and get under the covers while my mom waited outside. When she came back in after a few minutes after asking if the woman was done, the woman was standing in the middle of the room completely naked. The woman said, "Honey, I'm sure you've seen more than this in your day." She had not. Call me Bubbles Dolling, everybody does. I'm a massage therapist, doing medical type work. My clients are all super nice, so not many awkward experiences. But I'll share two. 1. I came back to change the sheets after one client had gotten dressed and left, and found that he'd had some diarrhea on my table. Luckily our laundry service treats all our linens as biohazards anyway, but yuck. 2. I came into the room after washing my hands and letting my client get undressed, and she realized she hadn't been specific enough about how she'd injured her back. So she got up, stark naked, and proceeded to demonstrate the motion she'd been doing when she hurt herself. Not disgusting. Bodies don't scare me, but definitely felt awkward. That's about it. I love my job. I definitely suggest going into massage therapy if you're compassionate and can handle a good amount of physically demanding work. If you're worried about sexual come-ons, stick to medical settings. If you're worried about bodily fluids and/or smells, go the spa route. Good luck. My brother is a massage therapist for a side income and has tons of horror stories. One of the strangest ones is a man came to their studio, he shared one with others, and specifically asks for a man. Well, he is left in the room with the typical instructions, undress and get under a sheet. And when my brother comes in, The guy is sitting on a couch cross-legged naked as the day he was born. Anyway, wids out my brother, who apologizes and asks him to again get under the sheet, and leaves for about 5 minutes. He comes back and begins the massage. Apparently this guy had a huge penis tattooed on his back and kept hinting for more. The guy even started slightly pulling the sheet off his butt with his hands. They were by his sides, and saying things like, "It's just the two of us in here. What happens here stays here." I wouldn't say anything. Basically all this unnerved my brother a good bit, who was all too happy when the guy's time was up. But like a champ, he continued to do massages, although they did add that guy to their watch list. Worked as a receptionist for a massage service facility. Every masseuse was licensed and the business was legit. But I guess having an all-Asian staff gave creepers the idea that we provide extra services. One day a rather large white man requested one of our longest massages. 2 hours. Swedish massage. I instructed him to disrobe and lie beneath the bedsheets. Typical procedure. While his massage therapist prepared for the massage. Hand wrist stretching. Hydrating, etc. He seemed like a decent guy, so I wasn't expecting any trouble until the masseuse that had just entered the service room stumbled out backwards shouting profanities and slamming the door. Apparently he was sitting stark naked at the edge of the bed with his wang out, upright and at full attention. To make it worse, when the masseuse walked in and gave him a startled look, he gave her the creepiest smile, according to her anyway, and jumped off the bed as if to approach her. We threatened to call the police and he left, though he had already paid for his service, so too dang bad for him. Handing me his unused towel over the counter and asking me to fold it. Yes, there is at least one massage therapist on Reddit. I've been doing massage for 10 years. Have worked on several military bases, Sedona, and Lachlan. You see some strange tattoos, some really interesting scars, some insane back hair, smell some pretty nasty feet. If you like helping people, and aren't into it for the money, especially in this economy, then it's definitely worth it. I'm a beauty therapist and do massage too. I once had a girl roughly the same age as me, 20s, come in for a body massage as a present from her boyfriend. Whilst doing the massage, I could see the oil looked weird, like a streaky brownish color, and it smelled weird. Well, the client smelt weird. After the massage we chatted for a bit and she mentioned that she'd spent the morning fake tanning herself. Looked at my hands and they looked like I had just dipped them in chocolate. So brown. I then had to explain to her that it wasn't the best idea to do that, as she'd now be one big streaky mess. Tan fail. I know some girls have had creepy guys in for massages in the past, but luckily I haven't. Nothing exciting to tell though, I'm afraid. Although one girl had a guy in for a massage, and when she told him the massage was over, he offered her a 20 for special extras. She ran off crying. I'm really starting to think there should be a sign at all places that offer massages. If you in any way ask for a happy ending, you will be promptly removed and our services will no longer be available. There must be places that have this. I was still in school, and I was giving this guy a massage. Towards the end he started shifting around a little and acting a bit awkward. I didn't think much of it. He said it was his first massage, and finished up. As he exited the room, he got all shifty-eyed and awkward, and seemed a little embarrassed. He didn't want to talk to me. He just paid as quickly as he could and got out of there. I went back to change the sheets and there was a nice little present sitting under the top sheet, a shiny little globule. I didn't know what it was, though I had an idea, so I leaned over to sniff it just to be sure. Yup, that there was a pile of wow. The worst part? He didn't even tip. Just left something from his tip. That bastard. Why, the frick. Would you smell it? My karate jiu-jitsu instructor is one. Backstory, he is a small guy, and kind of brownish. He walks in late one day and has this odd look on his face. I don't think much of it and we finish the class. As I was about to leave, I figured I should ask what was wrong. I did. I regret it. He takes a deep breath and says, "Are you sure you want to know?" I felt obligated to listen to him. He is a great guy. He then begins to tell me about his day. Everything was fine until his last app. He, in the nicest way possible, described a lady of about 200-300 pounds. She had just got from the gym. I laughed at that part, but she's trying so good for her, and was wanting to cool down and get relaxed. He said the lady was very nice, but he wasn't prepared for the job he was about to take on. He had to give her everything, massage under the lovely sweaty rolls, hot rocks, steam room. This lady had money, but that's not really the bad part. The lady was done with her massaging and the works and went to their bathroom. He said she was in there until just 5-10 minutes before they closed. She left and he said he wanted to wash up. As he was walking towards the bathroom, he said he smelt the worst smell. He opens the bathroom and sees this lovely painting made from her crap of him. He still doesn't know why he couldn't smell it before, and for about a week or two was scared to go to work. They got her picture from the camera. B got her crap back. I was not expecting that. Poor guy. Till you're supposed to tip massage therapists. Well, this is kind of a reverse on the massage therapist weirdo story. My friend recommended a place near me. I go in and this smoking guy comes out and says that he is going to be my therapist for the next hour. Score. However, he had like magic hands or something. I hear how guys can get aroused by massages, but I never thought it could happen to women. Well, the weird part comes along as I am having the greatest massage of my life. I feel him lean into me, and he has a giant boner. LOL. I don't know what the proper way to ask for a happy ending is for a woman, but I got a little unnerved. Great massage. Left there a little more frustrated than when I walked in. In that situation, I believe it would have been completely proper to bring up the boner, since it just touched you. Had a woman that had explosive diarrhea during the treatment. I didn't know what to do, so I ran out of the room. Probably the best thing you could have done. Female therapist here, and surprisingly, nothing too creepy or weird so far. I once had this client, while still in school, who really wanted extra focus work on his toes of all things. After spending my time on his toes, leg, he wanted glute work, pulled his tight shorty shorts down and barred his hairy bum. Not exactly what I was expecting, being so innocent and new to the field. Needless to say, I pulled his britches right back up. Since then, I've had a few clients make sexual references, try to give me hugs afterward, you know, blatant "here's my penis, you know what to do with it" sort of things. A lot of boners though. Every day, all I see is a clock and boners. Alas, I do love my job. It's easy but hard work at the same time. Very rewarding. I think it depends on where you work, what area of town, and who you're employed by. But I personally love what I do. Not a massage therapist, but when one of my friend's brother was 15, he looks much older. The masseurs tried to give him a handy. He said number. The masseurs said yes. He threatened her and she finished the massage in peace. It's worth making it a career choice if you have the feel and the passion for it. If you're looking at it just as a money-making job, you're better off doing something else. The money is no huge reward for all the effort you need to put into it. If you want to become good and have repeat clients and not rip people off. That said, the worst I've had to put up with was a huge guy in his 60s. He was like fat bastard, only old. He says, "Please don't use any scented oils on me. I have to go to a construction site after this." No worries. Halfway through the massage, he turns or moves and the towel half comes off. He's wearing a black lacy G-string. I never WTF'd as much as in that moment. This thread has reminded me of the last time I got a deep back massage. I've had them in the UK and never been nude, but this was on holiday in Croatia, at the hotel spa. The lady masseurs popped out of the room while I got onto the table and obs I took my top off, but left on my bikini pants. I don't really have an issue being naked in front of strangers, so if she told me to take them off, I'd have been happy to. However, I discovered how oddly violating it is when you're lying on your stomach with your eyes closed, listening to the plinky plonky music, and a stranger suddenly yanks down your pants and starts massaging your butt cheeks. Still the best massage I've ever had. My girlfriend does waxing as well as massaging. She was being very careful waxing this woman's crack as she had a big mole right near her butthole. She accidentally got too close and ripped it off. It wasn't a mole, it was a chunk of crap. Enjoy your career. My friend made a girl have an orgasm during a massage, in the middle of the class, and he always felt uncomfortable when he would leave men with raging erections. I guess he was good at what he did. This is the doggo of good health. It only appears once in 1.232 millennium. Subscribe to UpDoReddit in 14 seconds and you'll have good cholesterol agian. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video, or don't. Either way, have a great day, you magnificent people.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.